Good morning. It is Friday, the 13th day of the ninth month in the 2024th year of our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended at the right hand of God, reigning over heaven and earth, waiting patiently, holding back, ever extending mercy, the mercy of heaven all over the earth. He's coming back, you know. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, our great creed of the apostles tells us, promises us, scripture promises us he's returning. And so often I've thought, why so long, Lord? And then Peter, the old fisherman, reminds us, a day for the Lord is like a thousand years for us, and a thousand years is like a day. So it's really only been a couple of days, a few days. He's coming. In the meantime, he's good, and he's sending goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life before we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, I can't say I digress, but I do think we need to get back on with the prayer of consecration on Friday. In light of all this good news I've just shared with you, let's just belong to Jesus. Let's lay it all on the altar today on this Friday. Let's be completely his. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I don't know if I'm hearing things, but I'm hearing you all praying that prayer out loud with me every day. Okay, are we on the same page? This isn't just me praying and you just kind of agreeing. You're actually saying these words out loud where you are with me. We're talking to Jesus. Okay, now we got that settled. Our entry today is entitled, I Will Be With You, the Word of All Words of God. Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Previously at the unburning bush, or rather the bush that was burning but not burning up, God said to Moses, so now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. That's verse 10. To which Moses replied, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? That's verse 11. Here may be the most beautiful and powerful part of the whole encounter. Behold, God's answer to Moses' question from verse 12, five words, I will be with you. God did not tell Moses why he was selected for the mission. He didn't say a single word about Moses' qualifications or lack thereof. God did not attempt to build up Moses' sense of self-worth or credibility or give him a pep talk or say, "You can do this, Moses." The answer to "Who am I?" was, "I will be with you." In the face of impossible things and insurmountable challenges, God doesn't ask us to go and develop a strategic plan and then raise a gazillion dollars to make it happen. The truth? If it can be done with a strategic plan and a gazillion dollars, it's not big enough for God. Get back in touch with the moment. The God of the cosmos made an appearance through an unburning bush on the far side of the wilderness to an octogenarian sheep herder and said he was sending him to rescue and deliver a nation of a million or more slaves from their oppressor, a man who happened to be the most powerful person in the world, leading the most powerful nation on the planet. And to all of our quandaries about impossible things and our quizzical inquiries about improbable outcomes, God responds with 5 words, "I will be with you." And he says the very same thing to you. It's fascinating to jump 1,500 or so years later to another unburning bush moment on the mountain of God. This time, it's the Son of God, our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, with 11 disciples in tow. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's Matthew 28, 18 to 20. It's like deja vu, right? He said, "Go, I am sending you." They probably thought, "Who are we?" And he closed with, "I am with you." So there's one more bit here. God gave Moses the sign of how he would know it was actually the God of heaven and earth who was sending him to do these impossible things. "And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." "I will be with you," though a rock-solid promise, can seem a little touchy-feely at times. "You will worship God on this mountain" is a quite tangible, measurable, KPI, key performance indicator, kind of outcome. Still, here's the kicker. You receive the confirmation as a consequence of obedience to the vision. The sign comes after, not before. That's why we call it the obedience of faith. Remember, though, it starts with a good old-fashioned, "Here I am." Say that with me. "Here I am." Let's pray now our prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you say Exodus, over me, over my family, my friends in need, my church, my city, my country, Exodus. I hear you declare it, you decree it, and so I declare it, Lord. Exodus, Exodus, Exodus. I receive your deliverance from who am I? And into your eternal word, I will be with you. Here I am. Fill me with the fullness of Jesus. Here I am. Give me the audacity of Moses to have the guts to continue such a conversation with the Almighty. I claim the faith to trust a confirmation that comes after obedience, rather than insisting on a sign as a precondition for my obedience. Now, let it be as you decree, Exodus, for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 I love singing the Gloria Patri. I was talking to one of our sowers the other day, and she said, you know, I'm a Southern Baptist, she said, and I love singing the Gloria Patri. And she said, my husband told me that it was Catholic. And we had a good laugh about how it was all Catholic for about 1,000 years. Like, where would we be without the Catholics? And how, you know, we've all gotten it wrong in places. The Catholics, the Baptists, the Methodists, we've all gotten it wrong in places. But my goodness, we need to teach each other our songs. We need to learn each other's songs. The kingdom's is too big for just my songs and just your songs and even just our songs. We just got to keep reaching wider. And the Lord is ever teaching us a new song, isn't he? So thank y'all for singing the Gloria Patri. Seems like the right song for Exodus, doesn't it? So it's all about getting back to plan A. And that, of course, is pure doxology. This just shifts the gravity from us to God, which is the truth, which is the reality. And you know, I'm still working on learning the tune. Yeah, that's coming. Hang in there with me. Now, our journal prompts today. You're writing in your journal every day. I know you are. How are you stirred by today's text and reflection? Do you sense the Spirit calling forth your audacity, your obedience, your faith? Are you declaring, here I am? Let me hear it. Let's say it again. Here I am, Lord. Now we're going to sing in a minute here, number 587. It's another consecration song. There's a theme here. Make me a captive Lord, 1890. Make me a captive Lord. We'll sing it to the great tune, Diademata, which is, I believe, crown him with many crowns. Anyway, four verses. We'll sing them all in just a second. But I wanted to just do a little bit of review here on Friday. We're camping out around these words. I'm trying every day in the title to put just the words from Scripture. Remember the bush was on fire. it did not burn up. And then the word, here I am, straight out of the Word of God. Then here's another word, so now go. Love that. So now go. That's S-O, but I like S-O-W too. So now go. And then back at God from Moses. Who am I? Who am I? And then, of course, today, I will be with you. Don't you love that? That God answers that question, who am I? He just says, I will be with you. That's all we need to know, isn't it? And here's another beautiful thing. You don't have to do anything to get God to be with you. You don't pray and read the Word of God every day so that God will be with you. No, you pray and read the Word of God because God is with you. This is the reality. I will be with you. I am with you. That is the ground of our being and existence. Really, all we have to do is just wake up to the reality. Right? He doesn't shine because we wake up. He's already shining. We're waking up into the shine of Jesus. We say, I say it all the time, the Lord is my shepherd. It's just like he's with me. I lack nothing. That's the response. Let's sing, gang. Good to get reminded on these things on Friday. We're going to sing, Make Me a Captive Lord, and then I shall be free. Make me a captive Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conquer be. I sink in life's alarms, when by myself I stand. Imprison me within thine arms, and strong shall be my hand. My heart is weak and poor, until it master find. It has no spring of action sure, it varies with the wind. It cannot freely move, till thou hast wrought its chain. Enslave it with thy matchless love, and deathless it shall reign. My power is faint and low, till I have learned to serve. It wants the needed fire to glow, it wants the breeze to nerve. It cannot drive the world, until itself be driven. Its flag can only be unfurled when thou shalt breathe from heaven. My will is not my own, till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amid the clashing strife, when on thy bosom it has lent and found in thee its life. Amen. My will is not my own, till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. Can we just renounce our own sovereignty today and reclaim the sovereignty of Almighty God in Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, ascended to the right hand of God? I think that's where we started today. Reigning and ruling over heaven and earth, and reigning and ruling from the throne of my heart and your heart, and together his church. I will be with you. He's there right now. He'll be there all day. Take some time today. Just steal away. Let's don't forget the well of Exodus. The well. We got to keep finding the wells. And that's where we'll find our deep wellness. Jesus is springing up the river of the Holy Spirit all over the place. We just have to have the wherewithal to sit down, get our bearings, reawaken. I will be with you. Hey, get your seeds. There's people out there that need that to ring out in their ear through your presence today. You'll see people today, and they'll just have a sense that God is with them because he's in you so strong, and he's moving towards them. Just be ready. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.